This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. More details are being released about the U.S. gunmen police say attacked an American Independence Day parade near Chicago on Monday, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Chris Covelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force says Robert Cremo III fired more than 70 rounds with an AR-15-style gun and managed to get away by dressing as a woman. As far as a history with police, Covelli says there were two incidents in 2019, one about Cremo attempting suicide, the other.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
Police have not determined a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States on Tuesday urged authorities to pursue a credible investigation into deadly violence in an autonomous province of Uzbekistan last week. 18 people killed and 243 wounded during protests over plans to curtail the area's autonomy, Uzbek authorities said on Monday. The worst bout of violence in the Central Asian nation in 17 years. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price, in a statement, urged parties to seek a peaceful resolution and called on Uzbekistan authorities to, quote, protect all fundamental rights, including peaceful assembly and expression. Uzbekistan is a tightly controlled former Soviet republic where the government clamps down hard on any form of dissent. It was the second outbreak of unrest in Central Asia this year, after Kazakhstan crushed mass protests in January and Russia and other former Soviet republics sent in troops to help authorities restore order. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior Ukrainian official says there is massive shelling in the Kramatorsk district of the contested Donetsk region of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province essential to his wartime aims, Moscow's offensive maintains sustained bombardments across urban centers. The mayor of Slovyansk has reported sustained shelling of the city, which had a pre-war population of about 107,000. He's urging residents to take cover in shelters instead of trying to evacuate. The barrage underscores fears that Russian forces are positioning to advance further into Ukraine's Donbass region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sudan's main civilian bloc on Tuesday rejected a proposal by the country's coup leader to make way for a civilian government as a giant ruse and urged more protest. Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, whose power grab last October derailed the transition to civilian rule, had vowed in a surprise move Monday to make room for civilian groups to form a new transitional government. But the main civilian alliance, the Forces for Freedom and Change, called for, quote, continued public pressure on the streets and dismissed Burhan's move as a tactical retreat and transparent maneuver. The transitional government uprooted by Burhan last year had been painstakingly forged between the military and civilian factions in 2019, following mass protests that prompted the army to oust longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir in April that year. Tunisia's president Kais Saied on Tuesday defended a proposed constitution set for a referendum this month after the drafting committee's chief disavowed a document he said could return the country to dictatorship. The new constitution is the centerpiece of Saied's plan to remake the North African country's political system over a decade after its pro-democracy revolt, which sparked copycat uprisings across the region. But the legal expert who oversaw the drafting of the new constitution says the final version Saied published last week was completely different from his committee's draft. Recapping our top story, the U.S. gunman who attacked an American Independence Day parade on Monday in suburban Chicago, killing at least seven people, legally bought two high-powered rifles and three other weapons, despite authorities being called to his home twice since 2019 for suicidal and violent threats. That's according to authorities who spoke Tuesday. They say the shooter evaded initial capture by dressing as a woman and blending into the fleeing crowd. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.